The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter Number 3, Text Number 39, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on November 8th, 2013, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Ajushta Gramya Vishayau Anapatyau Cha Dampati Na Vavrate Appavargam me mohito deva mayaya ajushta gramya vishayav anapat yaucha dampati navavrate pavargam me mohito deva mayaya ajushta gramya vishayav anapatyaucha dampati navrate pavargancha mohito deva mayaya ajushta gramya vishayav. For a sex life and to beget a child like me.
For a sex life and to beget a child like me.
Anapadyau. Because of possessing no son.
Because of possessing no son.
Cha. Also. Dampati, both husband and wife. Na, never. Vibrate, ask for any other benediction. Appavargam. Liberation from this world. May from me. Mohito. Being so much attracted. Deva Mayaya. By transcendental love for me. Desiring me as your beloved son. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Being husband and wife, but always being sonless, you were attracted by sexual desires. For by the influence of Deva Maya, transcendental love, you wanted to have me as your son. Therefore, you never desire to be liberated from this material world. Purport. Vasudeva and Devaki had been Dampati, husband and wife, since the time of Sutapa and Prishni, and they wanted to remain husband and wife in order to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son. This attachment came about by the influence of Deva Maya. Loving Krishna as one's son is a Vedic principle. Vasudeva and Devaki never desired anything but to have the Lord as their son, yet for this purpose they apparently wanted to live like ordinary grihasthas for sexual indulgence. Although this was a transaction of spiritual potency, their desire appears like attachment for sex in conjugal love, in conjugal life. If one wants to return home back to Godhead, one must give up such desires. This is possible only when one develops intense love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajano Mukusha Parang Parang Jagamashur Baba Sagarashya, CC Majjhima 11.8. If one wants to go back home, back to Godhead, one must be Niskinchana, free from all material desires. Therefore, instead of desiring to have the Lord come here and become one's son, one should desire to become free from all material desire, anyabhilashita shunyam, and go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us in his Sikshastaka, Nadanam Najanam Nasundanim Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamaye, Mama Janmani Janmanishvade Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaitaki Tvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. One should not ask the Lord to fulfill any materially tainted desires.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadu Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaraganatan Vitam Dam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Landita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paschachadesha Tarine.
So, Srila Prabhupada is saying, you have to give up sex desire. If you want to go back to Godhead. And then he gives the hint how it is possible to do that. One has to develop intense love for Krishna. So what if someone gives up the desire for sex but they don't have intense love for Krishna? It won't last. Just like Vishwamitra Muni. He gave up sex doing Ashtanga Yoga. But because he had not developed intense love for Krishna, his austerities were finished when Menaka came.
Но поскольку он не развил в себе эту глубокую привязанность к Кришне, его аскеза закончилась, когда пришла Минака.
Therefore, if one wants to actually be successful, to completely become free from sex desire, there's no alternative except to develop intense love for Krishna.
Поэтому, если кто-то хочет полностью освободиться от сексуального желания, то нет другого выбора, как развить.
What about if you just love him, but it's not intense? Is that enough?
А что значит любить очень сильно?
Why does Prabhupada say intense love? Why did he just say love for Krishna? Why does Prabhupada say intense love for Krishna? Because actual love for Krishna, genuine prema, is very, very intense. You see, if it's not intense, it's not real prema, you see. So that intensity, that intense love, we have to cultivate. We have to be in that mood of Lord Chaitanya, you see, intensely loving Krishna. not casually loving Krishna, you know. Yeah, Krishna, I love you, Krishna, and I don't know, I gratify my senses. I see, very, very, very intense. That I cannot engage even in the slightest amount of material sense gratification. Because I intensely love Krishna, I wouldn't dare do such a ludicrous thing as gratify my senses unnecessarily. So, that is our position right now. We don't intensely, we love Krishna, but not intensely. Well, how can we say we love Krishna? Prabhupada said we love Krishna. On what basis did he say that we love Krishna? Because we're not being paid. This is volunteers. Anybody being paid to be here this morning? €5 to hear the Bhagavatam class? No. We're here out of love. Because we want to love Krishna, so we're here. But now we have to turn that love into intense love, you see. That's what we have to learn how to do. And the only place to learn that is from those who are loving Krishna intensely. That's why we need advanced association. Like Srila Prabhupada. And those who are intensely absorbed in Prabhupada's mood, you see. We need that intensity, otherwise we'll just fall asleep in Bhagavatam class. If one is intensely absorbed, there's no question of nodding out, you see. So admittedly, we're not as intense as we'd like to be. A lot of us have problems, you know, chanting our japa, falling asleep, sitting in class and falling asleep. Very, very common problem we all have, you see. Because we're not intense in our love for Krishna. So what does that intensity mean? It means focused. Just like in light, a very intense light, the most intense light is called a laser beam. A laser beam is so intense it can burn through metal. So think about the example in the Bhagavatam about steel-framed hearts. Our hearts don't melt because they're steel-framed. But an intense light, you see, an intense laser can burn through the steel. So this is why Prabhu's Manajis, we have to become intense. Because we have this steel-framed heart right now, you see. Many layers of steel, lust. We're lusty, we're angry, we're greedy, we're crazy, we're illusioned, we're envious. It's a steel-framed heart, you see, all this crud, you see. So we have to burn through it. We have to develop a laser-like intensity of bhakti. So we can just burn through all that crud, you see. And what's on the other side of the crud? It's a wonderful stage. It's called anartanavritti. Described by Rupa Goswami. When you burn through all that, all those anartas, you get to anartanavritti. And then from there you graduate into a wonderful realm called Nishta. Firm faith. You see, we have faith now. We have faith, that's why we're here. But our faith is called preliminary faith. Our neophyte faith. We're still a little shaky. Because of those anarthas, you see. But when you burn, with intense bhakti, with an intense laser-like bhakti, you burn through all that crud and get to anartha vritti, then you can come to the nishta stage. As they say in Hindi, pakka, you see. Your bhakti becomes pakka. Becomes solid. You see, solidly fixed. As Prabhupada would say, fixed up devotee, you see. That's when we're really fixed, when you get to the nishta stage, you see. And then, when you get to nishta, what's the result? Wow! You get rewarded. Now you get the glove jhaman. You see? You get ruchi, nama ruchi. Where the name is so sweet. Krishna. For you could go on chanting the Maha Mantra for millions of years and never get tired. Going deeper, deeper, deeper into Namras, you see. He said, okay, Prabhus, we're going to do a 10,000 year kirtan now to hold off the age of Kali. 10,000 year kirtan. Tijai. Even after 5,000 years, you're still going strong, relishing the nectar. Wow. Not thinking, when's this kirtan going to be over? We've been going on for 5,000 years. When can we take some prasadam? Is it? Or chant the Brahma Samhita for millions of years, you know. See, this is called Ruchi stage, you see. Actually, Rupa Goswami has given us a wonderful sneak preview of what Ruchi is like. It's a very nice shloka in this connection. Tunde tandamani riteng vitanitaye tunavali labdeye karna krodhika dammani gatiyate kunarvyade braspyaham sheta prangana sangini vichayate sravendriyanam kritim no jani janita kriyadbir amitai krishneti varnidvai. You know the Sanskrit? I don't either, but I had to memorize it. I do not know how much nectar. These two syllables Krishna have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, Krishna dances on my tongue. And when Krishna is dancing on my tongue, there's so much nectar oozing out from Krishna that my one little mouth just can't hold all that nectar. So what can I do? I have to beg, please, Lord, let me have millions of mouths. So I can capture at least a little bit more of that nectar. And then when Krishna enters the holes of my ears, oh, wow. There's so much nectar oozing out into my ears that what do my two little ears can hold? So Lord, give me billions and trillions of ears. So I can get at least a little bit more of that nectar. And then when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, my mind is completely conquered. I'm stunned. I'm paralyzed in a state of transcendental ecstasy. So that's Rupa Goswami's sneak preview of what the Ruchi stage is like. What can we do? We're just Namaparadis. Yes. We're just hankering for that day we can get to Namruchi. We have a little help from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Aparado Gucci, Shudaname Ruchi, Kicho Nahi Mora Hridaye Sanchar. When my offenses ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? When my offense is ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? When, oh, when will that day be mine? So we're not at Namaruchi yet, but we can hanker for it. When will I get that Namaruchi? And that hankering for it, you know what it does? Now in the material world, if you hanker for something and you don't have it, you become frustrated. Somebody thinks, yeah, I want $1 million, but I don't have it, and they're frustrated. Or, I want that girl and I can't have her and I'm frustrated, you see. That's in material life. But in spiritual life, you can hanker for Namruchi, and even though you don't have it, by hankering for it, that's as good as having it. You simply have to hanker for it intensely. Now the whole thing intense is coming back again, you see. Coming full circle back to intense again. That even if you don't have intense love for God, try to intensely desire it. Because that intense desire to have it is as good as having it. So it's not really that hard to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. Even if you're a bumbling, stumbling neophyte like me, all you have to do is intensely desire to become an advanced devotee. And then immediately you become an advanced devotee just by your intense desire to be an advanced devotee. This is the wonderful science called bhakti. It's not material. It's a mystical process of turning on the actual anti-material particle within. We gave a lecture last night at the Tallinn University. And it was amazing that so many people came. It was very well attended, the anti-material particle. Actually, Estonia is famous for being an intellectual center in the world. Did you know that? I think it's because of Skype. Some Estonians invented Skype, so now Estonia has become famous as a place for big brains, you see. But I see it when I go to the university. In Estonia, I can lecture on the anti-material particle, and so many people come. There's a certain intelligence here the Estonian youth have, which is very unique in the world, and I've seen them. They very much appreciated the lecture. Many of them got the books. There are many nice questions asked. I was even interviewed by the media at the end of the lecture. So this, to actually, you know, revive, right now the Atma, or the anti-material particle, is in a dormant state. It's not fully manifested as the pure devotee that it is. So we have to come out of the shell of material consciousness now. We have to come back into our actual identities as spiritual beings. Do you think you're a brahmachari? Think again. You're not a brahmachari, you're not a brahmachrini, a grihastha. These are external designations. It's not the actual Atma. We act in terms of them, but it's not us. You have to realize you're not male, you're not female, you're not brahmachari, you're not sannyasi, you're not any of these designations. You are an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Shyam Sundar. Guru is one of his associates from the spiritual world. But one day you got a little crazy, you started daydreaming that you were Krishna. If I could be Krishna, you see. Not only you, me also. We foolishly thought, what would it be like if I was Krishna? So we found ourselves here to live out our daydream, you see. And it's not really a daydream. It's a nightmare. So now we have to get back to our original position, you see. Therefore Krishna has come again and again, yada yada hi dharmasya. And he sends great pure devotees, the Mahajanas, to pull us out of this suffering condition, to bring us back to our original svarupa, our original constitutional position as the eternal servants of Krishna. So now we must take help of these great Mahajanas. Take their foot dust upon our head. Dedicate ourselves to following these great Mahajanas with intense desire to become pure. And then we can say goodbye to Maya Devi. Bye bye, Maya. We're breaking up now. I've been your boyfriend for too long. I'm breaking up now. Okay, any questions? Yeah.
I remember in one of New Vrindavan Garden conversations, Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that after Narada Nivritti, our progress will be automatic. So, yes. Can you explain what it means, automatic?
Yes. Yes, Prabhupada says, up until Narada Nivritti, it's an uphill struggle, you know, to get up in the morning, chant my rounds, to do this. It's, you know, it's a struggle until we come to a Narada Nivritti stage.
I translate questions.
That's what I'm saying.
He's translating questions.
Oh. He hadn't translated it yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So, up to the Anartya Vritti stage, it's a struggle. The Sadhana Bhakti is a struggle. It's like you're going on a journey, you know, and you have to go up a mountain to get to the city on the other side. Once you get to the top of the mountain, there's just a downhill slide after that. Well, it's easy once you get over the mountains. You can just glide on in once you cross the mountain. So in the same way, you see, once you get to once you can pass Anartanavichi, then it's very easy. It's just like a downhill slide after that. You see, you become once you've cleaned the lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy out of your heart, then it's very easy. It's just a natural thing. It's like a duck taken to the water. See, now we're being pulled by our material desires still, you see. But after Anartanavritti, the material desires don't pull on you anymore. You're just a natural devotee. This is what you do, this is what you are, you see. There's no question of, you know, lust, anger, greed, mad illusion, and envy after Anartanavritti. It's gone. So we should just work really hard now. We're struggling to get through Anartanavritti, you know. We should work really hard and be dedicated to our sadhana, rising early, taking baths, chanting, reading, preaching, cooking, cleaning. We should be very, very dedicated to our sadhana. Because that intense sadhana burns away. The more intense your sadhana is, the more quickly you burn away all these anarthas. We had a holy name retreat just recently in Lithuania. So the first night I advised the devotees, okay, tomorrow you should try to chant the best rounds you've ever chanted in your whole life. Tomorrow morning. And I realized, actually, this is what we should do every day. Every day, every morning, we should try to chant the best rounds we've ever chanted in our whole life. Every morning. So if we do that, you see, that intensifies our whole mood, our whole focus of bhakti. That now I'm giving, it's like here I'm giving a lecture right now, okay? So if I think, let this be the best lecture I've ever given in my whole life. Or I'm hearing the lecture. Let me hear this lecture better than any lecture I've ever heard in my whole life. You see? Or if I'm offering an arti, let me offer this arti with more devotion than any arti I've ever offered in my whole life. Or I'm leading a kirtan, or I'm joining the kirtan. Whatever I'm doing, let me do it the best I've ever done in my whole life. You see? This makes you intense, focused, you see. And this is how one quickly advances on the pathway. I can maybe squeeze in one more question. We're right on the edge of the time limit. Any other question?
Thank you for the answer. I have a question that if when we go through Anartanavritti, and it is Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, and Bhava Prema, is there still a possibility of danger of falling into Maya?
Even from Bhava you can fall down. But generally, that doesn't happen. it's possible, but generally. I mean, see, there are living entities who have prema who fall from the spiritual world also.
Is it?
So even from prema, they fall from the spiritual world, from pure prema. So it is possible. Although the chances are very, very slim if you're, you know. practically not, the chances are very, very small if you reach those higher stages of the Jivabodha. Very, very small. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada save the whole world ki jai.
Grace Iman Sankarshan Basri Kari Maharaj ki jai.